reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's the sexual, intellectual, Double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and now to his many titles he can add, writer, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Doing well. Just want you to know I cracked the top 1,000 on New York's best. Did you just crack?
Speaking of cracking, I just cracked a Stone Cold IPA.
That's right. Fucking shout out to Stone Cold. But I just cracked the 1,000 most worst written articles on doingthefavor.com.
It was actually pretty fantastic. Guys, go to doingthefavor.com. Read Barry's... did you call it wrestler profile? Is that what you call it? Let me see here.
It was a wrestler spotlight, I believe.
Wrestler spotlight on Bruiser Brody, RJ Krasinski, the matches that shaped us, pomp and circumstance, WrestleMania 5, Macho Man, Hulk Hogan. Drew Venzel wrote a nice little hypothetical article I liked. What if Brett never left? I thought he had very good. He talked about many scenarios about like Stone Cold and Owen Hart, how it would have affected them. So, yeah, really good stuff, man. Really good stuff. Really. I enjoyed your article, man. I'm so hard on yourself.
I appreciate it. I mean, it was done well. I'm just saying that in jest. You know, it's really my humbleness that attracts my listeners and, you know, people that admire me is my humble personality.
Yeah, that you are. That's humble is definitely one of the words. Jesus Christ. You want to do some shout outs real quick?
I think we should.
First off, shout outs to Fully Posable. Jeff with 1F over there doing a fantastic job. Scott, you are too. You know, Jeff really runs the show over there. Really proud of what the brothers have accomplished. Me and Jeff talk baseball, many things. Me and Scott have many other interests and likes too. He likes some of my stuff on Facebook. We'll talk about that another time. But yeah, that's my dude, man. What do you think about Fully Posable, Barry?
You know, 2 minutes in and you've already told a lot. Jeff with 1F rides the coattails of big bro Scott. But I will say, Jeff wished me a happy birthday early. So I put our feud on hold until May 11th.
Your birthday's May 10th.
Right. And then May 11th, I'm coming for that bowl cut on Jeff with 1F. Coming for it.
Also, shout out Wrestling Toy Tracker. You know, you guys need a tool in your toolbox, right? You need a MOC or loose estimated price on eBay for your retros, your Hasbros, your Galoobs, your LJNs, your Bendems. And now they're working. They got something cooking even more special, too. I can't wait to the ad. I'm not going to announce it, but I have an idea what it is. I'll let them put it out there. But Wrestling Toy Tracker, another website, continuing to grow, continuing to evolve, and helping out the collectors. Their website also serves as a bit of a checklist, right? So shout out to Wrestling Toy Tracker and all they do for the community. They are fantastic. The Ohio Players, too many to name. I love all you guys. I talk to all you guys on the regular. A lot of you guys check in on me. I really appreciate that. Life has been good and life's better with you guys in it, man. I'm so happy about the community. So proud of the community we have. Marketing director said she will be at the next meetup, whenever that is, whenever the world gets back to normal. We are going to have a meetup somehow, some way. I'm hoping that Bobby Fulton show in October works out for us. That would be fantastic. But Rachel said she's going to be there, man. So shout out to her. Shout out to Sammy Evans at Sith Lord Sammy, our dude. I can't say much more. I love that dude, man. He's sending me some masks. Always looking out for us. Always wants to make sure me and you are doing okay, among other people. I saw Drew was doing a live unboxing of stuff that Sammy sent him today. I saw Sammy commissioned, an Undertaker print for Barry's or Drew, so that's fantastic. So shout out to him. And also my brother's out west, the Kings of Drip, BC_Ray27 of Wando, man. His boys, I think they got their fives last weekend. Now fellas, I'm talking to you directly now and all this other sneakerheads, the Royal Toe Ones, they will be happening for me this weekend. So I think it's the 9th, whatever Saturday is, 9th, 10th, whatever. What is it, 6, 7, 8? Yeah, 9th. So Saturday, May 9th, the Royal Toes drop, and I will be getting them joints. Everybody knows I'm a ones head, so shout out to those guys, man. I can't wait to get those, take some heat pictures with them, you know. And also my brother who I'm texting right now, Dobro, at Jonathan Dobrik 1, got a new shirt on whatamaneuver.net. Barry, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, you know, Dobro is, we're talking about Dobro's new shirt?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because I, you know, he's got the one, and it's beautiful. But this one, I thought, encompassed, the whole community. And not just our community, everybody battling mental health, anything. I mean, really battling anything when you feel like you're by yourself or you're alone or whatever. Just know that somebody out there has your back. I mean, and look at our, you know, look at the Ohio players, look at our Fig Life community, look at the Legwork Legion. All them guys and gals came together and from not knowing anybody. And now it's one big family. And that's a beautiful thing, man. And Dobro, I've told him before, he is the glue that basically holds all that together. And, you know, we could sit and argue and think of somebody else that might be, but to me, that dude, with his kindness, generosity, everything, he is the glue of our family. So, I told him personally, I'm so happy that he's having the success he's having with his t-shirts and everything else.
That dude deserves all the respect in the world and all the love in the world, man. Dobro, love you, buddy. Thank you for all you do for me and the whole community, but especially for me. Barry, go ahead.
That's right. Especially for him. But, yeah, man, my shout outs this week, and you know, it's my birthday week. So I'm trying not to be as dry as I normally am. But if there's one guy that I allow to be dry all day long and just be a sandy sourpuss that he is, it's none other than Captain Ahab himself, the harpooner, the man that sells the fucking Target, Walmart, fucking parking lots.
The original Titan of Targets, the original Walmart Wonder, hashtag Legwork MVP.
You're not saying someone would steal that shit, would you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
But I'm talking about none other than good brother Mike. As Bill Benis refers to him, though, as Hill Mike, not even a brother. But yeah, GBM, he's a decent fellow. Mike the Cleaner. I mean, this dude here. I mean, are you kidding me? He is the DTF security force, the one man army, the king, the captain of the sweatpants mafia, card collection like no other. My dude, Mike the Cleaner. He claims he can sing. I haven't heard it. Have you heard it?
I have not.
Yeah, I mean, I know his son's got the pipes, but I don't know if Cleaner's got the pipes.
I've seen him commit robbery on eBay. I've seen
now,
that.
Now you know that. Well, that wasn't a steal. You know, he always catches
crackhead prices.
Yeah, he always catches shit from some random. That's like, that's not a steal. You know, Bane. You know, Bane is a good dude. And Sunday, you know, we had a watch along with Bill Benis, the 18-year veteran, and Brian Breaker. I mean, I privately messaged you. You won't return my calls. You just say outlandish, smartass things on Twitter. You know, Bill's got an eyebrow injury. You know, he's going to need 5, 6, 7 years of rehabilitation. So don't pick on an injured man. You know, let Bill, you know, have the rest and rehab that eyebrow. You know, don't pick on him. But Breaker and Bane do have the power hour. And I hope...
Just off real quick. I just want to say my bookie won't call me back. So if anybody can help me out with that, I would really appreciate that. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, hopefully they use that platform to, you know, let Bill know that he's okay. He's in no danger. You know, Breaker, Bill has apologized. And you know, and I hope you accept, and I hope you're a man and you can accept it. So, you know, that's my shout outs. Oh, one more. We have a dude who, and you know, Joe, just yeah. Joe. Yep. Yeah. He's in the hospital. He's out here, in Wisconsin. I think he had spinal surgery or something. So he's really, you know, down right now. So we're thinking about you, man. I hope you get better. I hope you get everything, Joe. So we love you, buddy, and, you know, good luck.
Yeah, Joe, shout out, man. Get better, brother. Now, to announce the next giveaway, the next DTF giveaway, I'm going to say it now, and we're going to make a post tomorrow. We are going to be giving away an Elite 74 Natty and... a collector's edition Jim the Anvil Neidhart. It's going to be the Neidhart giveaway. We post on Twitter tomorrow, May 6th. So we record on May 5th. A lot of people might be listening and really confused. Look for it on Twitter. What are we going to do here? We're going to follow. We're going to retweet. And then you guys head on over to doingthefavor.com. Create a profile. Join doingthefavor.com and basically screenshot your profile in the comments, and you're entered. There it is. I know a lot of people missed out on the Anvil, so I wanted to make that available. We thought we'd spice it up a little bit, put his daughter with him. So somebody's going to get hooked up, and the website's going to be for free. We're not going to spam you. All we're going to do is introduce you to some very talented people creating content and buy, sell, trade section of the figures. So no charge at all, no Patreon, nothing like that needed. Just join the website. Comment in the comments that you joined, and we will enter you in the contest.
And it's an actual website.
Yeah,
when you do www.doingthefavor.com, it's an actual website. It's not some bullshit. It's the real deal.
So, yeah, we have, you know, obviously links to our episodes, fig trading, blogs, Ohio players, talk about our meetups. You know, there's a members page. You can look at all 59 members that we have so far, which thank you guys so much. That's fantastic. Link to our merch and then contact information for us as well. So shout out to marketing director Rachel. She's running that shit and she's doing a great job. Barry, you ready to talk about some news?
I think we should.
All right. First, we're going to start. We have some inbox images of Elite 76 for all of Elite 76 other than Christian. So we have the pre-order prices. We got the inbox images. I'm looking at them right now. I'm impressed with the Cena. I'm impressed with all the inbox images. Don't get me wrong. I will say the bronze pretty cool because on the Andre trophy, it's got all the winners listed, which I think is very dope. You got Otis. You got Tucky. Lacey Evans. Yeah, and the prices are, you know, the ringside prices start off with, you're looking at Otis and Tucker, $30 a piece. Lacey Evans, $30. The Chase variants, that's what it says on here. But the Chase Christian in the black shirt, you're looking at $37. Christian in the white shirt, you're looking at $29. You can get, well, you can get Heavy Machinery as a package deal for $1 off. Bear your thoughts.
About the packaging or the actual figures?
Whatever you want to say, brother.
Yeah.
Pricing, you know, packaging, whatever you want to say.
I you know, of course, they're going to price Heavy Machinery more than the others because they know that's what everybody was after. You know, slick move. You know, you really pulled the fucking wool over our eyes. But yeah, I mean, I like them. I like the Lacey figure. You know, Cena and Braun gets, I've literally, it could be the fucking dopest figure of all time, and I would not buy it. That's how much I dislike him right now.
You got heat with Braun still?
I think he listens to the show, because didn't he make some fucking gimmick where it's like, put me in the water and watch me grow? I mean, are you shitting me? Like, yeah, what's in that water, brother? But yeah, no. Of course, Heavy Machinery's the shit in that set. So that's what I'll be looking for when it comes out.
Man, I might be getting, fuck, looking at it right here, getting both Christians, getting Heavy Machinery. That's it for now. Could be talked into the Lacey. Could be talked into the Cena. Braun's a super hard pass.
Right. Super hard.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with that.
He should have found another job. That's what he should have done.
Also, we have a Basic 107 is available for pre-order. We have a lot to talk about here. So we've talked about the inbox and the package that we've seen, right? We've seen that already. Talked about that a week or two ago. Now the prices. If you want a Bianca Belair Series 107, her first figure, it's going to cost you $21.99 before shipping and Defender or whatever it is. Your thoughts?
This is fucking typical. There's no surprise here. And you left out the beautiful. Well, I'm going to let you, when you bring it up, I'll talk about it. But yeah, I mean, $22 for a basic. And then you got shipping. So you're talking $30, we'll just say. And then if you want a Defender, there's $4.99. So $35 for a fucking basic. I mean, they're raping the community right now, because the community can't go out. This is the place they're finding. They have to go there. So people need to remember this when we can start putting that legwork in, that these fuckers are out here going, let me stick it in a little deeper. So that's all I'll say about that.
So you have the Chase variants, Shinsuke Nakamura, for $24.99. Uh-huh. It's in a blue suit. Then you got the black and red gear Nakamura for $16.99, but damaged packaging, $15.99.
That's right. You get that fucking dollar off. I mean, they got balls, man. They're ballsy.
So as usual, use promo code DTF to get 20% added to your order.
Fine.
Yeah, how long ago you think we kissed that sponsorship goodbye?
I don't know. I think I went light on them the first few times.
Okay.
And I really picked it up today. You know, I think today they might just start canceling fucking orders.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm never gonna kiss anybody's ass to get a sponsorship. I'm never gonna adjust my opinion or adjust my narrative to get some sponsorship. I don't feel the need to rub elbows with people. That's not why we do this podcast. We have a podcast so we can say what we feel. Now, a couple people have said a couple things about, like, hey, why are you so hard on Ringside? It's not that we're hard on Ringside. We just call it like we see it. That's all. These prices are kind of ridiculous. The damage package price is kind of ridiculous. I've had a couple issues with my shipping. Now, they have a lot, probably more satisfied customers. Offer a fantastic service. I'm not trying to bust balls at all. I'm just calling it like I see it. Now, you might be busting balls, but I think $21.99 for a basic that's probably going to hit stores here in a month or two is kind of ridiculous. That's me.
That's what I'm saying. They're taking advantage of supply and demand. So they're taking full advantage, and people can't really do nothing about it if they want that figure immediately. But, if they just can't wait. That's, for a basic. I mean, fuck.
Could be hard to get. I mean, Keith Lee, a lot of people said it was hard to get. I was able to get a regular and a Chase. Got lucky. They hit Big Lots quick, too. That 104 did. So, also, moving on. Figures Toy Company. We got Brian Pillman Jr. concept art with a head prototype, that is going to be in their Rising Stars line. Barry, I sent you over pictures. Your thoughts?
Well, I like the Pillman head scan. I'm a big fan of that.
Okay.
I think he looks really, really good. Like, I really like his head scan. That Rising Star line, depending on pricing and things like that, that could be a figure I could be swayed into because it's Pillman Jr. I really like him.
Now, you like him, you like his work, or you like who his dad is?
I actually like him. You know, I was a Pillman fan. Like, I was a fan of his dad's. You know, he wrestled in Portugal. So, I mean, it's whatever. But I seen him at StarCast when we went to Chicago there, down in that vendor's room. And very cool guy, very nice. Shook hands with him. You know, cool dude, friendly.
And also, while we're on Figures Toy Company, I'm sending you over some pictures now, Bear. It's a little impromptu, but bear with me. We have concept art and a prototype head for Juice Robinson.
He's got the macho robe on.
Definitely got the macho robe going there.
Oh, man.
Got the headband on. His hair, I think it's going to be a shorter version of his hair, right?
Yeah,
This might be from his G1 match, I don't know if it was a G1 match or right before the G1 started, whenever Moxley left WWE and he went to New Japan and Russell Juice. You remember that?
Yeah, and
this could be from that match. Correct me if I'm wrong, folks.
And they will.
Hey, I'm all about it. I'm not no genius over here. I fuck up.
Players fuck up.
Hey, you know. Jordan's shooting percentage ain't 1,000, right?
That's what they say.
Also, I can have a whole separate conversation on that shit. We're going to go ahead and let it slide.
Right. We can't be doing that tonight.
Pro Wrestling Crate is introducing their new tag team plan. It's going to be $17.95 per month. You're going to get two shirts. Their initial theme is going to be, I don't know if it's a theme or what. You're going to get two AEW shirts for $17.95. I think that's a good deal. You're looking at about $50 in value. You're paying $18 plus shipping, whatever, probably $25 total, whatever, and getting two shirts. A lot of people have complained that the pro wrestling, not complained, I shouldn't say complain. I mean, you get a bunch of the pro wrestling crates in a row like I did, the stuff accumulates quickly. So after a while, you're like, man, I just kind of like to have the shirts this month. Well, now they're giving you that avenue. I don't know if it's going to quite be the same shirts from the crate, or it's going to be a different theme, but yeah, they're you can buy two shirts for $17.95 and just kind of let them surprise you with what they're going to send. What's your thoughts on that, Barry?
You know, this is a smart business decision because, mm-hmm. you know, not everyone's going to want to pay $30 plus shipping, and they're not trying to stick it in yet. They're finding ways to sell their product and make you feel like you're getting a deal. That's smart business. So I actually like what they're doing.
I like it a lot, too. I think it's a great deal. I've always said the crate is one of the best deals on the internet, and I think this is right behind it as far as what you're paying and what you're getting for it, too. I've always been thrilled with their crates, so I'm getting the top sellers one. You know, I got to cancel mine because I got to pick and choose now, because if not, you just get so much stuff, you know, so... Which ain't always a bad thing, but when you're married and you have to, like, hey, man, I need to put this somewhere, and the wife's, like, in the closet, you know what I mean? Like, I got a stack of crates in the closet. I got one crate that's full of autographs and micro brawlers. It's, like, my dope. And, like, pins. I love that little box. That's such a dope box for me. I got it hidden away. I fucking love it. I love the micro brawlers. They're still in the original packaging. They haven't been messed with a lot. They look great. So, and all the pins and all the 8x10s. So, and all the other 8x10s that I've stored. The next house, hopefully I'm going to have a proper room. You know, that's what she always says. But the marketing director, who knows? Man, right. She's going to get mad I buried her again.
You like that couch, don't you?
I caught heat for calling her a savage last week.
Yeah, but then she did the TikTok dance. You know, she's a savage. You know?
Oh, man. All right. And next up on WWE Shop, this was talked about a lot yesterday, had a little bit of steam. Some people were like, yay. Some people were like, nay. The WWE shop face mask. Everybody knows the time we're living in right now. People are, I know in our state, we're being encouraged to wear the face mask. We're not being told to wear the face mask. I'm not sure if other states they are telling them to wear the face mask, but this is just a cloth face mask. You can rewash it. It does have a disclaimer saying if you work in, it's not like proper PPE if you work in healthcare. So like when I go to work, I slap on the N95. I'm not going to walk in with a, you know, Fiend Bray Wyatt face mask or anything. That'd be trippy for all the patients, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they probably wouldn't like that.
But I'll just name the superstars really quick. You have Triple H, you got the Fiend, Bray Wyatt, you got Ric Flair, Edge, Macho Man, NWO, Seth Rollins, Mustafa Ali, Raw Women's Championship, WWE Championship, Ultimate Warrior, New Day, Heavy Machinery, Bianca Belair, NXT, Up Up Down Down, John Cena, Kane, Sasha Banks, and Becky Lynch. Barry, your thoughts.
Well, you know Ric Flair is a banger.
Mm-hmm.
Macho Man, I don't know how you haven't already ordered it.
It's awesome, right? That's a classic Macho Man like logo right there. They nailed it.
Yeah, that's sweet. And I actually like that NWO one. I think that's pretty cool.
So I like the ones you named. I like Ric Flair, I like Macho Man. NWO is also very cool. The Kane one's amazing.
Yeah, I like that.
That's really cool. I think the Sasha Banks one's really cool, too.
I think the one that's Johnny Generic right up Chris Rucker's alley is The Man. I think that's the fucking dorkiest one.
Fucking troll. Mustafa Ali. The Mustafa Ali, I think, is pretty cool, too.
I like that, yeah.
That'd really help out with the Halloween costume, you know? But Triple H, I'm sure Ty's going to get that. Mark.
Right. Fucking Mark. He's included in the... I was going to say, we shouldn't even give him a shout-out.
He's a high player.
I know, that's what it's I all said. He's a fucking Mark. He's an artist now, though. He's actually gotten really good, shockingly.
Ringside Rant's taken him up. Ringside Art, I'm sorry. Not RJ. God, no. Ringside Art has taken him under his spacious wing and guided Ty to these artistic waters.
Right.
Really helped him out.
Yeah, he's actually gotten pretty decent. Shockingly. I mean, I didn't have high hopes going in. But he's done well.
Now, Barry, we do have one sponsor. You want to talk about it?
Are you talking about Manscaped?
I am.
Well, you know, I just want everybody, I know we're all cooped up, and so I want to take you back. You know, I want you to think about the good old days. You know, so remember the good old days, the weekends coming, you're getting ready to hit the clubs, you know, you call your crew up. You know, and now if you're a nice, neat, clean man, not like me, I got hair and all that stuff on my face and the wild Brody beard, etc. But like Eric, you know, he's very clean, nice guy, you know, pimp, you know, back in the early to late 2000s.
Marketing director listens to the show, by the way. Let's chill out on the pimp stuff.
Oh, that's right. He retired in 2002. But you know, he'd carry that handy Manny Manscape kit, all the proper equipment's in there to make sure that, you know, the field's freshly manicured, whether it be some freshly scented ball deodorant, you know, followed up with some nice spray tan, not spray tan, but like the spray bottle with the ball toner. Make sure your nut sack's freshly moisturized, ready for action, you know, ready to put those super strokes in. But, you know, I know what you're thinking. You've been trapped so long, this sounds like a pipe dream. But listen, this is reality. You can go to www.manscaped.com, use code DTF for 20% off your entire order.
Yeah, folks, that's promo code DTF. So go to manscaped.com, use promo code DTF to get 20% off your entire order plus free shipping. Fantastic read, Barry.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I put a lot of work into those, you know, and it's just off of personal experiences, you know, that some of these other folks might not have had.
That's manscaped.com, promo code DTF for 20% off your entire order plus free shipping. You know, a lot of podcasts, they want to talk about their, you know, what they get through the week. Our version of that is hashtag legwork. What that means is, in the current state right now, it usually means physically going out in the world. We're not doing that. So we're relying on friends to send us figures, relying on people that we know who are at the stores. Send us pictures, tell me what they see. You know, my friend was at Target doing some grocery shopping and getting other things. He helped me out. I'll talk about that in a moment. Hashtag legwork. And you guys can go to whatamaneuver.net or go to doingthefavor.com. Go to merch and take a link to whatamaneuver.net to buy our legwork shirt, available in like 8 colors. I don't know how many colors she picked, but she picked a bunch. So, Barry, I guess I should go first since you're the birthday boy. We'll get you. You're the main event here.
Oh, stepping up tonight from semi-main event.
From semi-main, yeah. So for my legwork, I actually got a pin from you, a Ted DiBiase pin in the green suit that Barry bought off AIW Wrestling. I guess they were selling some shit, making some ends meet, and Barry hooked it up, man. I appreciate that, Barry.
I didn't know it came. That's a shocker right there.
I thought I told you it came.
You did not.
It came yesterday. Well, I've had some big mail days, so yeah, you'll understand this. Also, I was missing one Chase figure. The only one I was missing was Elite 71 Nikki Bella. Chris Rucker, at Rucker 2020. Boot to the face. A boot to the face fame. He picked it up for him. I think he grabbed it at Walgreens, actually, too. Walgreens been hitting. Last week, I talked about the Peyton Royce they had. This week, he got me to Chase Nikki Bella. Sent that up to me. Really appreciate that, Rucker. He also sent me a knife.
He, you know, listen. Rucker's got some weapon issues. You know, he's got like a whole arsenal that he keeps on. Like, he's wanting somebody to do something. Just so he can fucking play with his weapons.
Big wish a motherfucker would energy.
Right. And that's him. You know, he's a cracker killer. The Cucamonga cracker killers.
But
that's all next shout Friday. Out.
That's with the Chase Friday or the Chase collection. I appreciate that. Fuck me up, man. Also, the good sister, Tara. Man, we should have never done that holes in our collection segment last week. That's the last time we're doing that because our listeners are crazy. They're crazy. Tara sent me a Flashback Series 3 Jake Roberts that I talked about last week that I passed on, kicked myself in the ass for. Next thing I know, one comes in the mail. I was in shock. I was like, whoa, this, wow. So I got it up on the wall next to Stone Cold, next to autographed Steamboat. Tara, thank you so much. I can't even... I was blown away. I couldn't fathom. Did not think I was going to get that. That's pretty wild. And then today I get a mail call from Drew at Drew Vinsel, the kickstand, the cervix crusher, the knee knocker,
the human tripod,
sends me a WrestleMania 7 defining moments Macho Man Randy Savage, which I'm looking at right now. Fucking wow. I'm still shocked. I'm looking at it right now. I'm still shocked. This figure is beautiful. It's one of, you know, when Mattel first got the license and started making the figures, this figure definitely holds up the test of time. The gear is beautiful. We all remember the WrestleMania 7, the retirement match against Warrior that he lost, and Sherry came in the ring Elizabeth came in the ring to save him from Sherry, and end up, you know, Liz was in the black sweater and Macho Man put her on the shoulder, which led to the wedding, which led to the comeback, which led to the title at WrestleMania 8, blah, blah, blah. But this figure right here is, yeah, man. This is it.
That's a banger.
That's a banger. I'm in love. Drew, thank you so much. I'm looking at it right now. It's just, whew. I basically, ever since I got it this morning, I think I got the mail at like 10 a.m. We get our packages early before we get our regular mail. And I just been walking around just looking at this thing all fucking day. And wow. Man, y'all know how to make a dude feel good, man. That's, they tell me I don't deserve this, man. I'm a goddamn hooligan.
That's right.
But, you know, guys, thank you so much. I have no idea how I could ever repay you. This is nuts. Did not think that we're never doing a Holes in Collection segment again, Barry.
We're doing one right now. Listen, Harley flashback. I'm just kidding.
And also, my buddy sent me a picture. He was at Target the other day. He goes, hey, man, they got a bunch of figures. I'm going to take a look and see if you want anything. And he sends me a figure, a Snap, because, you know, my buddy operates on Snapchat. They had Anvil up at Target. So I said, man, grab me that Anvil. I said, do they have a Natty? He goes, yeah, they have a Natty. I said, grab me the Natty, too. So he brought those two. That's hence why we have the giveaway. So, yeah, man, whatever reason, Anvil showed up at Target. And TJ dropped him off, so shout out TJ, man. I don't know, Troy Daniel 26, I think. He's never on his Twitter anyway. Twitter. That's him.
What's that?
Yeah, that's him. He's from Marysville.
Works at the correctional facility there.
he dropped those off on the porch, man. So shout out TJ. So that's our giveaway right there. Just Venmo me the money. All right, man.
Very demanding, though.
Very, very gruff and demanding, TJ. Best man at my wedding, though. But, hey, man, they got some figures up here. What you think? I'm going to snap you some pictures because, you know, he's got Snapchat on his phone. He knows how to use that shit. He doesn't listen to the podcast. I don't think he knows how to download podcasts.
That's okay. I mean,
he still buys CDs.
He might have Bill's iPhone 3GS.
Can we not talk about penis, please?
I know he cost you a little money here, but I'm trying to work on getting it taken down. If Breaker's a man of his word, you know, he'll understand Bill needs this rehab time.
And training time.
Yes.
That was a shocking development. If you guys need to go, one note we're talking about, go listen to the watch along we did with Bill Benis on Sunday night, where we watched two Brian Breaker matches, one of an NXT match where he was wrestling named Brandon Traven, wrestled against Damian Sandow. Then another from Metro Pro Wrestling from Kansas City, Missouri, where he wrestled Mr. Fitness 2.
Who was one of Benis's trainers at one point.
Training partners, he said.
Yeah.
That's
and trouble. Mr. Fitness 2 got dog walked.
And so you can listen to our reaction and Benis's reaction to that. I didn't know that Bill had never seen Breaker wrestle. So we're going to talk about that and many more things on that podcast. So go check that out too. So that's all I got this week though, Barry. Birthday boy, big 3-8. Yeah. Get in your legwork.
Well, before I just wanted to say I put calls in for Bill to Seagal, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and Daniel LaRusso, but I have yet to hear back. So that is it's very frustrating. But yeah, man, like you said, our listeners are, man, I wouldn't trade this group of, like you said, they're fucking hooligans. They just don't listen. You know, it's like, you don't have to send us stuff. You know, like I said, man, we appreciate it. It's awesome. But, you know, you guys are insane. And Dobro got it started early. You know, Dobro is not going to be fucking dicking off. He knows, you know, that I like wrestling. I like boxing. I like, you know, he knows you know, the things that I like. And he sent me two Roots of Fight t-shirts. He sent me a Mike Tyson t-shirt, and he sent me a Muhammad Ali Roots of Fight shirts. Awesome. Very cool. I might wear the Ali one tomorrow. But just insane. And he didn't even tell me he was sending them. Like, the mail lady just showed up with a package. And I was like, man, I don't think I ordered anything. But that's dope, bro. And then I get a message yesterday from Tara that's like, your packages should be there today. And, you know, somebody's like, you're thinking one package. She sent three. You know, Tara is, she has been putting it down, gifting people things, not just us, like the whole community. And she just amazing person. I sent you a picture. I was like, are you kidding me? She sent me a Classic Superstars King Harley race autographed. It's pretty. It's a pretty, pretty figure. She sent me a Slim Jim Macho Man head, Eric. And I know you were jealous when I sent you that. But
I can't, go ahead. Well, I'll talk about it here in a second, because you got more to say. It's going to get, I can add to this.
Right, right. And, you know, she sent that, and I was like, unfreaking believable. You know, it's amazing. And then I end up getting a Mean Gene Ogre, which we had just talked about on, you know, last week's show. She sends me Mean Gene just to, I think, despite you. You know, what do you think?
So a Macho Man Slim Jim holder and a Mean Gene for your birthday. It's like my anti-birthday.
Right.
It's like we didn't have to kick Eric in the dick on Barry's birthday. That wasn't necessary.
Put in the cock and balls. The whole...
She shoved it all up in there.
Yeah.
She strapped it on, and she shoved it all up in there. She got herself one of those big 12-inch huge ones.
And she got me. Yeah, used the protractor to make sure she could get the circumference right, and went all the way in.
No warning, no lube.
Nothing.
Just you guys laughing.
I was laughing. I was like, I can't believe she did that. Knowing the story.
It's all good. Blessed me. I can't. I'm just joking.
Right. I was going to say, she hooked you up beautifully with Jake the Snake. But, here's, you know, knowing the rest of them. And I told you, I was like, man, I think I'm going to buy the NWA TV title. I found the one for a good price. So I went to Drew, and I said, man, I'm going to buy this title. If one of you crazy fuckers bought me a belt, you better tell me now. And he's like, no. He's like, you're good. So I was like, okay, cool. So I have to start checking in with these guys, with this crew, because I never know. And they're just insane. And Sammy, I think he got me a Brody shirt. He didn't tell me which one. He's going to surprise me, but I think it's a Brody shirt. And I haven't got that. We'll be talking about that more next week. But yeah, man, this, like you said, this crew is absolutely insane. And I love you. I love you and Zal. So just know that.
Yeah, man. Happy birthday. You deserve it all, brother. You really do.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Jesus. Stupid me, you know. My co-host here. My mutual host. He got slick today. And sends over a legend. Sends over F.G. Briscoe. Old Jerry. You know? Old Gerald Briscoe. Sends me a cameo. talking for like 2 minutes about the good old days. And wish me, and he says he's going to listen to the podcast. So, Jerry, if you're listening, buddy, appreciate that, man. Thank you. And Eric, thank you. That was amazing. That was awesome. Can't put you over enough, man. Like we always say, we wouldn't want to do this with anybody else, man. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Shout out Jerry Briscoe. He really, like, we've seen 30-second cameos. I thought Joe Thomas and Kenny Lofton did great cameos, the ones you guys got for me. This guy talked for 2 minutes. And like you said earlier, we talked about this. A lot of people, today's generation, probably remembers him being one of the Stooges, asking about that, or working in WWF, WWE, working alongside Vince and Pat Patterson all those years, what that must have been like. And you want to know about Florida Championship Wrestling in the 70s and him wrestling tags with his brother. What are you doing?
Breaker was messaging me.
Well, you would talk about wrestling him wrestling in Florida with tags with his brother and then wrestling the Mid-Atlantic. So he was more than happy to talk about that stuff.
Yeah, he and genuinely excited. Like, I would love to interview Jerry Briscoe. So, Jerry, if you're listening, come on down. And I'll put it down for you, unlike some of these other marks.
I'll talk to them. Maybe the marketing director can make that happen. She seems to be pretty slick.
Right. You might get Jerry Briscoe on here.
Speaking of the marketing director, did you see the new signature in the strongly worded emails? Whew.
I received 2 of them today, so yes, I seen them.
Business cards are probably going to happen soon. I mean, my goodness. Getting these strongly worded emails about Manscaped, socks, all kinds
right,
of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
we got some new stuff coming. I accidentally just kind of spit out what one of the new things is going to be coming. But we have some new stuff she's cooking up down there. And keyword is cooking. That's a hint. I spit out one of the other ones. And yeah, there's another one coming too. So she's down there doing her thing, man.
That's what she does. She's not out here dicking off. She's on our ass.
She's
to get stuff done.
Our ass. Go be talent.
Go be talent. You're independent contractors. I had to go buy metallic gold Sharpies to sign autographs for kids around the neighborhood just to look like a face.
Speaking of the marketing director, go to whatamaneuver.net or go to doingthefavor.com. Go to merch, which will link you straight over to whatamaneuver.net. Go to our store, the Doing the Favor podcast store, buy one of our 5 designs. Right now, I'm wearing the Husky Heartthrob. I have to stay in the house.
Right.
But all the proceeds will go to the COVID-19 Solidarity United Nations Foundation Fund for the World Health Organization. I said it right, finally. But we did a substantial donation last week. You guys are fucking wild. You bought so many shirts. Thank you guys so much. It seems like every day somebody's posting a picture of them in their shirt. People buying 3-4 of these things. Then you got what a maneuver. I mean, we always said it like when we first started doing this, like actually you guys all found us a year ago. We've been doing this for 2 years. Just no one knew who the fuck we were. And we always said our goal was to make a shirt. Remember that, Barry?
That was one of our goals to be on the
goal
shirt.
Is to make sure. And that's you guys are awesome, dude. Thank you guys so much. You guys contributed. All those purchases went to a good cause, and they will continue to go through a good cause through 531. And then the marketing director said we have to start making some money. On my ass. I gotta sleep next to this woman, so.
So we gotta start making money.
Yeah, somehow, some way. You want to talk about new arrivals on Pro Wrestling Tees? Holy shit, I just pulled up the site for the first time and looked at it. You ready to talk about new arrivals?
You ready to talk about a bunch of masks?
Jesus Christ, this is like the mask-themed show, isn't it?
And none of them are fucking legit.
I like the Orange Cassidy denim print, just plain. That's pretty cool.
I'll wear it, I don't care, let's go.
Got the AEW logo, Young Bucks, Orange Cassidy, Matt Hardy, Chris Jericho, Cody, Inner Circle, Moxley, Dustin Rhodes, Penta El-Zero, Luchasaurus, Darby Allin. That Darby Allin one might be the winner so far. Jimmy Havoc, Evil Uno. Britt Baker. Oh, I like that Britt Baker one, too. That's pretty dope. So, a bunch of AEW masks. Now you got a bunch of figures coming, or a bunch of shirts coming out here, too. Bunch of Lucha Libre, AAA shirts, Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, Maximum Myers Effort, take on the Maximum Sweat. That's pretty cool. Shane Helms got three new shirts. Carl Anderson said the NWO, he's got the hot Asian wife.
Ain't lying.
No lies detected. Retrosexual Anthony Green. That's pretty cool. You got some jackets. Major Bros just pumping out the shirts, man.
Pro Wrestling get that money.
They're getting that bread. I ain't mad at it. Oh, no. Okay. Here's the shirt I'm buying tonight. From the Diamond to the Ring. Randy Poffo, Macho Man, Randy Savage. Macho Man, we also all know, was a prospect in the Cincinnati Reds organization. How did I miss this?
Damn, that's sweet. I see it now.
Badass. I need to click on that. Get a closer look.
It looks sweet. I'm looking at it.
That's a hater.
That's a banger.
I'm buying that tonight. From the Diamond to the Ring. Randy Poffo, Macho Man, Randy Savage. That is fucking amazing. So, yeah, Macho Man was a catcher. Yeah, one thing he did to get a stronger swing, right, get his hips to flip and shit like that, was he carried a tire everywhere, and he just swung into the tire all the time. I learned that in his documentary. But he was obsessive. They said he was a workaholic, and he was a decent player. Just, you know, it's very, 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 very tough to make the major leagues. And, of course, him being a Poffo, it being a family business for them, it was a natural transition, and obviously that worked out very, very well.
And injuries.
Whew, man, that shirt. I'm blown away. I wasn't expecting that. All right. You ready to talk about some top sellers on Pro Wrestling Tees?
What does Josh have on today?
So, jobbing with Josh at WinDog27. Did I get the handle right?
You did. He's all out right there. He's battling.
With two G's. Pete Rose apologist. My man Josh, right?
Hey, now. Now, he defended his honor.
He did. He did. Hey, I ain't mad at it. It is what it is, homie. Anyway, the top 10 selling shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees last week. Barry, are you ready?
Ready.
All right. You can hit mute now.
I will not.
Number 10, John Moxley, The Paradigm Shift. Number 9, the Britt Baker Possessed shirt. Number 8, the Matt Cardona, I Know It, kind of a spoof on the You Know It from the Zack Ryder days. Number 7, Orange Cassidy, Freshly Squeezed. Number 6, Orange Cassidy, the yearbook photo. This is the first time since we've been doing this segment for several weeks now, the Orange Cassidy's been out of the top 5.
Months.
Yeah, that's so hell of a run, still in the top 10, still selling well. Number 5, Kenny Omega, the cleaner shirt. Number 4, Kenta, Bullet Club, Go to Sleep Club. Number 3, AEW Double or Nothing 2020 shirt. Number 2, Matt Cardona, the MC Skull. And the number 1 selling shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees, probably due to being the 7th anniversary of their formation, is the traditional Bullet Club shirt. Barry, your thoughts on the top 10?
It just shows Orange Cassidy's over. I mean, that dude was in the top 5. Not even top 5. That dude was in the top 3 with 2 shirts for like 2 months. So a hell of a run.
Hellacious run.
Yeah, man. And that's cool. And Bullet Club, you know, I'm a Tama Tonga guy. So that's awesome.
We'll do some Amazon deals. We're going to get the fuck out of here. How's that sound, Barry?
It's deep. I mean, we're deep into this show right now. And we have only shit on 8 people. I think.
All right. Real quick, go to Amazon. Pull the app up on your phone. Go to your laptop, Amazon.com, whatever it may be. The thing that jumps out to me right away is the Undisputed Era Epic Moments Pack. $51.99. I think that's a really good deal. That was going for like 70, you know, so deal if you guys want that. Elite 67 Velveteen Dream. I think it's a dope figure. 1409. The Elite 2-pack. Rey Mysterio and Samoa Joe from their 7-second match at WrestleMania. $29.99. That's $10 off. There's 2-packs. They must not be doing as well as they thought.
They're not. And that's like I told you about the, who was it? AJ Styles and somebody else.
Finn Balor.
They can't be selling them for $40. Nobody's going to buy them. I mean, it has to be $25,
$30. Then outside of that, I see nothing really jump out at me. I still think that Best of Attitude Era Triple H is amazing. I like it for $15.50. Becky Lynch was at least 72, $16.99. Natalia, $15.88, but don't do it because we're giving one away.
Well, you got the D'Lo Brown. You see that? At Series 52 for $19.99.
And Rucker said it looked like somebody punted it to his house.
Did he really?
You know what's here? Okay. So I had to go to Walgreens a couple weeks ago for work. And I talked about seeing the Peyton Royce or whatever. I also saw a Nasty Boys, not Jerry Sags, who's the other, Brian Knobs. Saw Nasty Boy Brian Knobs. Now I'm seeing a Sags on here for $14.60 plus $5 shipping. So I need to get my Nasty Boys collection up loose because that box was kicked around that I saw. Again, you have your Finn Balor AJ for $29.99. Barry, you see anything jumping out at you?
Nah, I'm looking. I don't really. What are you doing? Not this again. What the fuck? Are we? Who are you opening this for?
Well, okay.
I swear if you say it's Ty, I'm fucking taking his hearing aids.
Well, you fucked up. No, well, since Rucker sent me, the the Chase Nikki Bella from 71, I had the regular one that Cody Baker got for me, and now that is in the loose collection. As soon as I can get her hat flew off when I opened it.
So you're but just I did get that new knife from Rucker. Right, you're just shitting on Cody Baker.
Why am I shitting on? He's a loose collector himself.
I didn't know. Cody, come on.
Yeah.
Step your game up, big dog.
No, Cody, you're straight.
That's like that Macho Man Slim Jim head. I'm fucking, that ain't coming out of the box, dog.
You're going to put that in your closet, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
It's already in the closet.
But I'll say it on here, this is binding, that if I go down first, if I die first, I will that to Eric Brown.
Well, I appreciate you.
Now this fucker's going to put a hit out on me just for a Slim Jim Macho Man.
I'm making texts right now.
I don't put it past you for a Macho Man Slim Jim.
Nikki Bella, not too bad. Not a bad figure. Now I got to get Brie and have her loose. It's a whole thing.
Is that a 68?
The Brie's a 68, yeah.
I think there's one at one of my Walmarts. Been sitting there for fucking 6 months.
There's probably one sitting in a Walmart around here somewhere or Target. I just haven't been able to go out.
Right. Yeah. Like next time, if I go to the store for work or anything and they have one, I'll snatch her up.
That's mighty white of you.
Mighty Roosevelt. Okay. We don't keep it. Now, Rucker's one that throws all that racial tension around, cracker killers and names his moves after all that. Not us. We say it's Mighty Roosevelt.
I love his backyard wrestling stuff. Shit cracks me up every time.
And he don't play like a minute or 2 minute clips. He plays 10 seconds because I guarantee he's blew up. He's blown up sky high.
All right, here you go. Defining moments, Ric Flair in the robe, blue robe. 1729.
Okay. So I got to tell this story now that you brought this up with Rucker.
Okay.
Now, he told me this privately, so I don't know if this is like common knowledge or.
So you're basically blowing up his spot here.
I am not. Okay. He did not say, like, don't tell anyone.
Okay.
So like we've talked to him on podcasts and everything. Well, apparently that is not his real voice. He claims that he has a like high pitched Mike Tyson voice in person. And I told him flat out, if you sound like Tyson, I'm going to clown the absolute fuck out of you in person when we meet. And then he said he would stab me. So I probably won't do that because he carries weapons.
He sent me weapons.
That's what I'm talking about. He doesn't even care to send shit through the mail. He's like, you need a Glock 9mm here? Fucking serial number scratched off here? Fuck. I love Rucker.
You got anything else, brother? Yeah, I love him too. That's our dude. But go ahead. Send us home, Barry.
I will. You know, again, thank everybody for the early birthday wishes. This is like a whole birthday week. My birthday is Sunday. On Mother's Day, I blessed my mother on Mother's Day. Okay. She's actually going to get me stuff. You know that, cause I told her, I was like, Eric says I'm a diva. I can't get you shit. You got to get me stuff. But no, thank you guys so much. You guys will never know, you know, what that means to not just me, but to Eric too. I know I'm not speaking for him, but I know he the same thing. Thank you guys so much. Follow me on Twitter at bfrost28. Eric, drop the credentials, sir.
You can follow me on Twitter at ericbrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Doing the Favor. Go to the website, www.doingthefavor.com. You have Fig Trading. You have Fig Spotlights and Blogs. You have the Ohio Players. You have the members. You have the merch. You have the contacts. You have the episodes. And it's still growing. More episodes to come. We got new contributors lined up. I'm very excited about that. You can download our podcast at iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Google Play, and Barry, now Stitcher.
Oh, my.
So that's a nice surprise you right there, didn't I?
You did. See, I don't even know the shit.
I just found out today. My marketing director told me.
Oh.
So there's that. But yeah, thank you guys all so much. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We really, really, really appreciate that. Helps us out a bunch. Barry, thank you. Happy birthday, brother. Enjoy it. Eat all the cheesy eggs and white bread. I hope you enjoy it all. Slushies, hopefully. Maybe you can come across one. I don't know if you're a chicken wing guy. I don't know. You know, burgers with no vegetables on it. I don't know. All the stuff that you enjoy. I hope
cheese
you love
only,
it all, brother.
Cheese only.
No vegetables.
Shout out to Big Woody. He left us that 5-star review.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. Guys, thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And with that, good night and God bless.
Yeah. It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Eric and Barry are up with ETF and that's for show. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why Barry got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. Will be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.